Well, now, looks like we got time for at least one more. Let's see here. Has anyone else got a story? Tale they wish to tell? Bran, how about you? No? Fenton? Nothing? Wanna know? Quartermaster Jaegerman, maybe you have. No, maybe not. Well, I guess if no one else has any other tales, we can scrub the boat down while they're repairing it, and,
Ow! June!
Have you a tale to tell us, Ro?
Oh. I think I have a story, Captain.
Well, I know then. Be at it.
I'll call it The Whistle of the Drowning Man. Once upon a time, there was a man, a fisherman. He was tall and broad and had a great gray and white beard, and like all Jotaran sailors, he had tattoos from neck to ankle. This man lived on the biggest of the Jotaran Islands and was born to the most well-known of Jotaran families, but he wasn't a captain, and he wasn't even a ship's keeper. Everyone on the island, for as long as they could remember, had known him as a fisherman, never mind that every week he sailed out in search of Leviathan Ink. Hunting for ink is dangerous, because a fisherman has to sail alone. They have no crews and no keepers to command, because the islands can't spare them. All they have are their small boats and their harpoons and their knowledge of wind and waves. And they do battle with the ocean itself for their prize. To brave the ocean for so many years, the islanders believed he must have been marked long ago. Some thought he'd lost his mind to grief for traveling so far without a crew. Some feared him, thinking he was already drowning. But the man kept fishing, so they left him to his grim business and wondered how he always came back the day before feast day with his skins full. Now, it happened that, despite the whispers and sideways looks, a child and their mother began to grow close to the fisherman. It started with the child. They weren't any taller than his knees, coming to greet him by the docks with a smile as he pulled his boat in at dusk. The fisherman would smile at them in kind, and taught the child proper knots if he wasn't too tired, and of the wind, and ancient stories, and how to sing them. The child's mother hovered close by at first, but even she came to know the fisherman as a friend. Sometimes they would talk late into the night of hopes and loss, and all the things good friends share. On one such night, the fisherman shared with the mother that he'd been marked long ago, just as the islanders had thought. But the islands do not have many fishermen who did what he did, and much need of his haul, so he kept working. As he talked, the mother grew sadder and sadder. The fisherman's story was so close to one she had heard before, one her husband had told her before he had set sail too. It was a story of duty and honor, but never of the loss those things would cause, never the sacrifice required. Finally, she held up her hands because she had grown too sad to listen, but the child was there, so she stayed with her arms around them. Seeing that the child still listened, the fisherman sat down next to them, speaking gently and shared with them a very special thing.
"Before he sailed, my father whittled for me a whistle of bone," he said to the child.
He showed them the whistle he wore around his neck.
"He told me to play it if I ever felt alone. Do you remember the best thing for when you feel alone, child?"
"A friend," the child said. This was one of the first lessons the fisherman had taught them.
"My father told me that only lonely souls could hear the notes of this whistle and reach towards the sound. He told me if I played it, I could always make a friend."
"Do you make friends when you go sailing?" they asked. The fisherman nodded again.
"I did, but now I think it will be your turn to learn to make some friends,
The fisherman took the whistle off from around his neck and dropped it neatly into the child's hands, and their eyes grew wide with wonder. It was a simple thing, the bones smooth from years of contact and curved like a tusk. Four symbols were etched into it, two on each side. They were unreadable at first, but then the child saw through the embellishments. Soul, lost, searching, and home. Words they'd learned when they were very small. The child raised the whistle to play a note, but the fisherman stopped them.
I give this whistle to you so that you may find friends when you are alone. But you must only play it then and not before.
The child considered for a moment, then nodded, and the fishermen ruffled their hair.
Tomorrow I must go sailing again. Will you see me off in the morning?
The child promised they would and took the whistle with them to bed, holding it in their hands until dawn. They held it still while they walked with their mother and the fishermen to the docks, the morning mist still curling over the water. They held it until the fishermen's small boat disappeared over the horizon, and only then did they put it around their neck, where it stayed for a week and a day until their mother told them quietly that the fisherman would not return from his trip. They ran into the marshy groves near their home then, and hid in the trees for a long time, and in their loneliness was reminded of the whistle. They took it out and played two notes, and the grove grew still and birds stopped singing, and they saw the fishermen standing below them by the gnarled root of their tree. They waved, and the fishermen waved back with a smile. And then a breeze made the branches shiver, and the fisherman was gone again. They put the whistle once more around their neck, where it has stayed since that day, unless they were in need of a friend.
'Twas a good tale, Rao. Good one indeed. And good tales all around from everyone. I suppose that it's, time we put out the fire and get ourselves to bed. Bright and early tomorrow morning, we'll be shipping out. I want you all at dawn ready to go. All right, let's stand to and get to bed. Good night, my couriers. Gotta make sure we put out this fire, eh, Lysander? Yes, I'm going to use water this time.